It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this evening. Steve Harris, bassist and co-founder of Iron Maiden, and we're here to talk about his band, British Lion. Steve, how are you?
I'm really good, thanks. Yeah, cheers.
Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. Iron Maiden, of course, just wrapped up an aggressive year of touring, and you've already got an album and shows lined up for British Lion. What is it about staying busy that brings you serenity?
I do like keeping me busy. Sometimes people think I'm crazy for having stuff booked in so soon after a tour with Maiden, but I know what I'm like. I'll be home for a while and just want to get out playing again. And it keeps me fit as well and keeps me active. And at the end of the day, you know, you just, especially at my age, you have to keep on just doing stuff and keep going for it. And I love a challenge, and this is really, you know, really exciting, really good fun.
Steve Harris of Iron Maiden with us on the show tonight. We're talking about his other band, British Lion, and their record, The Burning, which is coming out on January 17th. Here's a tune from that record, Lightning, on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Steve Harris on the show with us tonight. We're talking about his band, British Lion, and you're basically the cornerstone of Iron Maiden. When you already have a creative outlet that largely reflects your ideas for you, why is it necessary to have separate means to express yourself?
I think it's just really good just to work with other people as well and have a challenge, like I said. You know, and also for me, going back and playing club places, you know, which I've played with, you know, Maiden for many years, I sort of miss playing those type of places where you're just so close to the audience. And just having a challenge of trying to get another thing happening brings back a lot of really good memories for, you know, it was with Maiden in the early days as well. So there's all of that going on. But also, they're really good guys to work with. They're really talented. And, you know, we've got some really strong material on this new album. And, I'm really looking forward to it. Always have fun. And it's just, I don't know, it's just a different thing. It's something, you know, to go out there and play smaller places. And, you know, I get lucky to be able to play everywhere, really, I suppose. Some people don't have that chance to play massive places like they do with, you know, with Maiden. And then to play clubs as well. So it's the best of both worlds for me, really.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Steve Harris of Iron Maiden with us. Quick break coming up. Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed. Music from Forbidden. We'll check out a new tune from Counterparts, and we'll have more with Steve Harris. It's Full Metal Jackie. Steve Harris, bassist and co-founder of Iron Maiden, on the show with us tonight. And we've been talking about his band British Lion and the new album, The Burning. And of course, the band has their first ever U.S. tour kicking off mid-January. And in terms of performing, British Lion is a context and scale much different from Maiden. In what ways does that invigorate you?
It's going back to being on the bus again. It's going back to sort of, you know, with a much lower budget, obviously, and things like that. And things you just have to tighten the belt here and there. And I don't know, I find a weird sort of enjoyment about doing that. I mean, I think it keeps me grounded, keeps me, you know, like feet on the ground, in the sense that, you know, obviously swanning around in private jets and things like that with Maiden is fantastic. Don't get me wrong, I love it. But, you know, I think it sort of brings you back down to earth, and you sort of go down sort of not the other end of the spectrum, because we're not really just starting out, but just going back to some more sort of basic type stuff. And I really enjoy it. I don't know. It's just, I know some people maybe might not fancy doing that, but I enjoy both. Maybe if I was doing it for years in a small place, and, you know, who knows, but I'm not really trying to make this band to, you know, be sort of a massive, I don't have enough years left in me anyway probably to do that, because it takes a long time to get a band, you know, anywhere sort of successful. But so that's not what I'm doing it for. I'm just doing it because of, you know, just love playing, and the guys in the band are really talented guys, and I feel that they also deserve to be out there doing it, and it's and we have a lot of fun doing it.
Steve Harris of Iron Maiden is with us. His band British Lion have a new album called The Burning. It's coming out January 17th. Still to come, music from Metallica, Testament, Josta's Weekly Pick from The Pit, and more with Steve. It's Full Metal Jackie, Steve Harris, on the show with us tonight. And Steve, like the Rolling Stones, Iron Maiden is a model for how to sustain a long, extremely successful career. What changes when a band realizes it's that well established?
Obviously, it's taken a long, long time, and a lot of touring and everything else. And you know, then you realize that you're actually, you know, even sort of getting bigger as a band, really. Just, it's amazing, really. We don't take it for granted. We still go out there and give 110% every night, and I think all the fans know that. So, you know, that's the key to it, really, I think. But yeah, I mean, it's still great to go out there and play with Maiden all the time. And some people got a bit strange when I first started doing British Lion, but it's like, well, it's not going to affect anything. It doesn't, you know, Maiden will always come first, always will. But so yeah, it's just, I don't know, playing all them years with Maiden, it's just hard to believe it's all that much time has gone by, really. It's incredible what we have achieved, but it's incredible the amount of years we've been able to keep going, and hopefully we'll be able to keep going for a few more yet. But, you know, you just never know what's around the corner, I suppose.
Steve Harris on the show with us tonight. His band British Lion has an album called The Burning coming out January 17th. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Testament, Metallica. We'll check out a new track from Kirk Winstein, and we'll have more with Iron Maiden bassist Steve Harris. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, Iron Maiden bassist and co-founder Steve Harris on the show with us tonight. Again, we've been talking about his band British Lion, their new album The Burning, and the band's first ever U.S. tour kicking off mid-January. And most of your life has been immersed in making your own music. How much of your love of it still comes from listening to other people's music?
That's a good question. I mean, I do still listen to other stuff, and you know, but not as much as maybe as I used to in the early days, I suppose, because it was a little different back then. But these days, I don't get as much chance to listen to stuff anyway. Really, I've been so busy. Not that I wasn't busy back in those days, but it was a little less crazy back then. But yeah, I mean, and also I think times have changed, so I still listen to a lot of the older stuff as well. That still does influence me, but there, you know, there's a few things here and there that you know, I really like more current stuff. But I wouldn't say it necessarily influenced me in writing, really. I think I'm more still influenced by the things I grew up with.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll also check out a new tune from Soilwork, and we'll have more with our guest, Iron Maiden bassist Steve Harris. To Full Metal Jackie, Steve Harris on the show with us tonight. We're talking about British Lion. Let's talk about the new album. It's called The Burning, and The Burning has been in the works for a couple of years. What's the advantage to that creative pace, and conversely, what do you dislike about it?
Well, I'll start with the dislike first. I think that I've always been used to, you know, working with Maiden and just going in and doing an album in one shot and, you know, focusing on that. And so the dislike really, to a certain degree, is not being able to do that, and, well, just not having the time to be able to do that, obviously, because, you know, we've made them so busy anyway, not just on tour, but with lots of other stuff as well. So that makes it a little difficult. But working with the guys in a different way, you know, like this, is also, you know, nice to try some different things. But I must admit, if I had the choice, I probably would, you know, just do stuff in one go, really, you know. But it's not possible because we've made them, so you just have to work around it. It must be frustrating for them too a little, because, you know, obviously they're waiting on me all the time to, you know, do stuff. But lucky enough, they keep themselves pretty busy with other bits and pieces, but to a certain degree. But I know that's another thing I like touring with them, because they're so ready to, you know, and excited to go out and play, because, you know, sometimes we go months without being able to, or even a year or something without being able to do a tour because of Maiden's commitments. So when we do go out, everyone's absolutely gung-ho to get out there, and including me too. But so yeah, it's just but you know, there's always going to be ups and downs to stuff, and you just have to find a way to make it happen.
British Lion have a new album coming out called The Burning, and again, check out the band. They're going to be doing a U.S. tour that's kicking off mid-January. Steve Harris with us. Steve, thank you so much, and good luck with all things to come with British Lion.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got more metal on the way.